Good morning, everybody. You are here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And it is 10:11 a.m. in California right now, where I am. I hope you're all having a lovely morning. It is. I have to look at the calendar because I actually don't know what day it is. It is Monday, September 29th, 2025. I forgot to shift my calendar over to the next week. I have one of those day planners, you know, the brick and mortar, the actual paper that you can write on calendar. I have a calendar in my phone too, but. And I do use it to like remind me when I have stuff coming up, but it's like, I have a Virgo moon and I think like the Virgo makes me like back everything up. So I always try and make sure that if I have an appointment or a class, excuse me a second. If I have an appointment or a class or something that I have to remember that's important, I write it down in my calendar, you know, with a pen and paper, but I also, I'll do several things. Actually, I'll put a reminder on my phone, in the calendar on my phone. I'll actually set the time. Like I'll set my clock, my timer to go off. Like I'll set an alarm to go off at a certain time. So I've got like three backups for everything I have to do. But you know what, when you have like ADHD or any kind of, I don't even know what to call it, weird, you know, neurodivergent thing going on. and I don't want to say weird in a bad way. To me, weird is good because all my best friends are weird, but all my favorite people are weird in a very good way. Actually, I have one best friend. I should amend that. Because she's probably listening right now, and I don't want her to get the wrong idea. I'm not cheating on our bestie, our bestie relationship. We always joke about that. We're like very territorial about each other. I get very, very territorial about my friends. My one best friend. But I digress. So yeah, so I just like, you know, when you have a brain like mine, you have to back things up. You just do. And just writing it down once is not enough. So I've got like notes and calendar, computer, calendar, phone notations, reminders, alarms, all kinds of things. So if I sound a little crazy this morning, it's because I am. but I'm good. It's a good morning, thankfully. I hope it is for you too. And so I've just been navigating a few things this morning, which is why I was a little bit later than usual. So thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for being here. I appreciate all of you more than you realize. And I'm really grateful for your presence and for the fact that you like my brand of crazy. Otherwise you wouldn't be here, right? It's fun. I mean, who wants to be boring, right? All right. It is getting quite warm in my apartment right now as I get myself situated. I'm trying to decide where I actually want to be because I've got the microphone by my mouth, but I'm actually walking around because there's a noisy little man outside with a leaf blower. And if he comes this way, then I may have to move. But as yet, he has stayed away from my apartment, so that's good. But I think I may turn the air on just a little bit and cool it off just a tad in here, because I shut all the windows so it's quieter. Because you guys know, if you come here and hang with me on Monday mornings, it can get pretty annoying and loud outside. Although you guys probably can't hear it, which is great, and I'm happy happy about that. But I can, and I get distracted, so. Yes, the distractions are real. So, anyhow, let me go to the Facebook chat. I'm going to tell you all how to get there. You can go to, I'm just laughing at a text I just got. Get to Facebook. And the reason you would want to get to the Facebook chat is because you get to talk to me and you get to ask me questions. And that's so much fun. So I highly, highly suggest that you do it. Go to your device and get on 12radio.com. Just put that in and up will pop. I'm doing it right now, actually. Excuse me, let me clear my throat real quick. Okay. You know, I did this update of my phone, and it's changed so many things on my phone. It's hard to keep up with. Okay. Yes, go to your device or your computer, hit 12radio.com. Up will pop a page with a black background, and that is the 12radio website. Click on the left side of it, and you'll see chat under the options. And so hit chat, and that will take you right over into the 12radio Facebook page, where, like I said, you may ask me questions, you can comment, I can help you, I am a natural guide, I am intuitive, I can feel into your energy and see what's going on with you. I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner, which means I blend spirituality and psychology. I mix in a little bit of, you know, masculine and feminine energy studies, womanly arts, relationships, all kinds of things. It's I don't go down my resume very often, but there's a lot. So I know a lot about a lot of things. And I want to help you all if you should need my help. So I'm going to go into the Facebook chat and see all of you and say hi. And I see Rob. Hey, Rob. It's good to see you. As always, Renee, it's great to see you too. Hey, Quelly. Hey, Kat. There she is. Thanks, Serena, for announcing my tardiness and my imminent arrival. All right. Kat says she would love a card pulled, so I will do that. I'm in the mood to pull some cards today. I can do that. All right. Hey, Pamela. He says, hi there, Lori and 12 Tribe. Running late. Hope everything is going well today. Well, you're right on time because I was running late too, Pamela. Right on time. And always better late than never. Pamela says, I would love a card also. I've got a lot going on. Yes, and I wanted to pull one for you because I did get to do that last week. Thanks, Rob. Rob says, regarding your quote-unquote crazy, the more things change, the more things stay the same. Yeah, I guess I've always been that way, right? you've known me for quite a while, Rob, so you would know that. But you're still here, so that says something. I like to think my crazy is inspiring and in a good way. It's not negative, it's a positive. All right, I had to down some water there because my throat feels a little, it's good actually mostly, but you know, stuff. All right, let's pull a card for Kat. Yay, this is fun. All right, I'm going to shuffle this deck really, really well because I love this deck. It is the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck. And it's the one I use most because I love it. And Spirit speaks through the cards. So when I tune into your energy, spirit gives you some great messages. And I'm really getting this card for you. Oh my God. All right. This is the one that was actually sticking out of the deck for you, Kat. And it's the angel of finances. Honor and give thanks for the blessings you are about to receive. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. You are about to receive a substantial sum of money, or a substantial stream of money is about to enter your life. You have drawn this card because of your faith in the universe and your strong commitment to your purpose. The angel of finances is here to remind you that external wealth simply mirrors our internal beliefs. So true. You can choose to see the world as lacking, or you can see it as abundant. You have realized that money is simply energy, a means of exchange which reflects your values and the way you view life. Honor and give thanks for the blessings you are about to receive, and remember to put your money to good use. Spend and invest your money in ways that help you further your true purpose and long-term goals, whatever they may be. And I honestly have been having this hit for you lately about like buying Bitcoin. It happened the other day. It just happened again now. I don't know a lot about crypto, but I have some Bitcoin. And you can, if you want to use Bitcoin to like get yourself some extra cash, you know, not like immediately necessarily, but fairly quickly within a matter of a few months. That's what I have found that I have had the opportunity to do. And I mean, I think it's a great thing. I really do. Especially in that way, because